USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is adjourned for the holidays without taking action on President Biden's Build Back Better plan. Senators wrapping up work early Saturday morning after a rare overnight session without reaching a final agreement on the bill. No votes are scheduled over the holidays on Biden's social spending package or voting rights legislation. The White House has indicated the president wants to see the spending bill move forward in January. With COVID-19 surging again around the United States, leaders across the country have to decide whether or not to shut down or put new restrictions in place. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts explains what his state is doing as cases rise.
Help them keep their businesses open. Give them the tools so they can keep people healthy, but allow them also to get back to more and more normal life.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-300-8441. That's toll-free, 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root, 800-300-8441, or online at TII1.com.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is continuing his tour Saturday through the areas in Kentucky which were devastated by last weekend's tornadoes. McConnell saying that there is a looming economic reality that municipalities are facing as they attempt to recover and rebuild.
After this first period of 30 days where the federal government picks up the entire cost of the cleanup, you get into a much more challenging period. How do you build back? How do you pay for it?
Kroger is eliminating some COVID-19 benefits for unvaccinated employees beginning next year. This comes as a grocery store chain is pushing to get more workers vaccinated as concerns over the Omicron variant rise. Kroger will stop providing unpaid COVID leave for unvaccinated employees and will set a $50 a month surcharge to non-union salary workers who haven't received the shots. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I gotta straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic radio theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The typical American family lost several thousand dollars this year due to rising prices caused by inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting last week that the Consumer Price Index rose 6.8% over 12 months. The University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School found that the inflation trends caused American households to have to spend $3,500 more this year to have the same amount of consumption compared to previous years. This, as Treasury Secretary Jerome Powell says, inflation is affecting folks as they shop over the holidays.
We see consumer expenses very strong in this quarter. I don't know, Edward, whether you're talking about more shopping online versus shopping in the store, but consumer demand is very strong. Incomes are very strong, because people are going back to work and they're getting wage increases. Admittedly, some of the wage increases are being eaten away by inflation, but nonetheless, incomes overall are going up really significantly because of increased employment, and spending has been strong. There may be something in the seasonality that this year's holiday spending may have been pulled forward, and of course there may be effects from Delta, and there might be going forward from Omicron, but fundamentally the consumer is really healthy, and we expect personal consumption expenditures to be pretty strong in the fourth quarter.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.